When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Creative Energy bringing us this part of the program. Creative Energy's end of year clearance sale is on with the lowest prices of the year on hot tubs, saunas, and endless pools. Hurry! When the clearance inventory is gone, it's gone. Visit Creative Energy. .com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Bridge the Gap.
Talking about my generation.
Our reigning champion, Sarah Kawaguchi, representing the Zillennials. She's a sales project manager here at this Odyssey station. And coming in fresh and coming in hot and bringing it. Come on, man. Representing Gen X is Mr. Matt Nahegan.
Let's go!
Let's go!
And Matt, can I actually have you slide way over, way closer to Vinny?
Oh, do I have to?
Scoot in next to each other.
Yeah, get in there.
Very nice. That camera right there, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
Matt is the PD of 95.7 The Game. We've run through all your guys down there, but they've been playing for the millennials. We've got you for Gen X.
All right, so a couple things real quick.
Yeah, please,
One,
please.
I got hammered last night. So I'm hungover.
Excellent.
So if I lose,
an
excuse.
Absolutely not. This is the guy who 20 minutes ago was standing out in the hallway telling us how he was going to crush Sarah Kay.
Do I smell like booze, Vinny?
I don't smell anything on you, no.
By the way, he's got 800 tabs open on this computer.
Yes, that is that's his way.
I'm a newsman. That's what I do.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I could, you know. You're right. What do I care?
Is that part
that's
of this
that's
bit?
His system.
That's right.
Sarah.
Yes.
How are you feeling about this? Week two for you.
Well, that's why it's nerve-wracking, because if I lose, like, I've lost the title, right?
You have, yeah.
You're going down, Gooch.
Oh.
She's the Gooch.
Oh, is that what we call
I call her the Gooch.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gooch. I like Gooch.
It.
Yeah. But you are a studier. Like, you had been watching, like, 80s trivia stuff.
I am a studier because...
Get right on that mic, girl.
Oh.
You know, be brave. Get your face right on the mic.
She's nervous.
I am. I mean...
You're nervous, too.
Yeah, Maddie, get out of her way.
Don't act like you're not nervous.
He's scary.
I know. Even in the hallways, he's scary. And sometimes he'll yell at you, like, from all the way down the hall.
See, here's the difference between me and everybody else in this game.
Oh, please.
75% of this game is nerves. I've already been on a big talk game show before. Mm-hmm. So I have no nerves.
What do you mean big talk game show?
I was on the Newlywed Game.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Did you win?
That's a
no.
The final question was, what do you and your wife call, you know, doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma was going to watch, so I refused to really tell them what the real answer was. So I lost. It was a trip to Hawaii, and we won a toaster for runner-up.
This is with your current wife?
My current wife.
Do you still have the toaster?
I still have the toaster.
So it works?
And it works.
Oh.
How long have you guys been married?
Yeah,
that game's been gone for 20 years.
Let me see. Hold on 1 second here. Let me get my ring.
Oh,
I cannot believe that you don't know.
I think it'll be 19 years in March.
I'm so sorry, Joey.
Yeah.
That show was still on?
Yeah,
it's been
Carly
on.
Carly Wilson, is that right?
Carly Wilson,
yeah.
She was the host?
Yes. She gave me 2 shots of, Jägermeister.
Who cares
before.
If someone in your family is going to... She gave you
that
shots
was my
before
grandma.
The... So what?
No, I can't do it. I refuse to do it.
Mm.
So we lost. No trip to Hawaii, but a toaster.
Well, we're not going to ask you, you know, euphemisms for doing it on the show, but we are going to ask, here's how the game works.
Mm-hmm.
Gen X, that's us old people in here. We're going to ask the millennials, that's the kids over there, questions that anybody in Gen X would know the answer to. If the millennial player answers correctly, they get the point. If they don't, you'll have a chance to steal. And vice versa. Mm-hmm. Bob will ask the millennial questions to you. And there'll be, we're going to go back and forth asking questions for 3 rounds. Is everyone ready?
Let's go.
All right. Gen X will go first this time.
All right. So I'm asking first.
No, I was saying I would go
first.
Oh,
okay. Great.
Okay. Great. Here we go. First question, Sarah Kay. What handheld gaming device released in 1989 was popular for games like Tetris?
What handheld gaming device released
in 1989 was popular for games like Tetris?
Like Tetris. I hope that this isn't wrong, but I'm going to guess it's the Game Boy.
Oh, it's the Game Boy.
Damn it!
Oh.
Mm, and I knew
that?
It too.
Of course you did. All right.
Matt, what is Lisa Frank best known for designing?
Oh, Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frank. What's Lisa Frank? Can I use a lifeline?
No, we don't have those here.
I was going to call my mom. Lisa Frank.
Frank.
Designing.
She designs.
She designed clothing.
We're going clothing? All right, Sarah, you have a chance to steal.
Hey, Lisa Frank.
I feel like there's a documentary like now or some kind of movie that's released recently, but Lisa Frank did school supplies with a lot of like fun, happy rainbow dolphins.
Oh, she's a ringer.
Dude, did I already lose this whole thing?
Was that right?
Yeah, that's right. And just to educate you guys, I had this, my favorite folder was a Lisa Frank folder. You know, you'd get your back to school supplies at Walmart or whatever, and it was black felt, but the drawings were all in white, and it came with these little like rainbow markers so I could color in my own Lisa Frank design. But yeah, it looks like a unicorn threw up on all of her
stuff. I didn't know that one either.
So. Lisa Frank?
Yeah, we had Trapper Keepers. That's, you know.
Yes.
Peaches.
Peaches?
Yeah, you don't remember the peachy folder?
I don't.
I might quit.
You can't, Matt.
All right, sorry.
You know. The game's not even half over.
Okay. Let's go.
You got this. You don't got this.
Am I down 2-0?
Yeah, you're down 2-0.
It happens quick here with the steals.
It really does. There's not that many.
Gooch.
And I'm actually wondering, could this game end in a tie, or do you have a tiebreaker question, like with a number amount? We should have like a standing question. Okay.
Peachy. You don't remember that?
I hate Peachy.
Oh, but you do remember it.
No. The hell is that?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember that either?
No, I don't think we had those.
Strike that question from the whole thing.
Yeah, don't worry. That's not a question.
All right, good.
All right. Here's the Gen X question for Sarah Kay. What TV show taught us what happens when 7 strangers stop being polite and start getting real?
The Real World?
Yeah!
I just feel like I'm making these too easy. It's
I
me.
Just feel like that's
Sorry,
kind of me. A millennial question.
Did you give
question?
Her the questions
No,
before?
I didn't, but she's... You feel like that one was easy? God,
I feel
was...
like that's kind of a millennial question.
It feels a little millennial, but also it's the Sarah
Hyde mind. Did it start in the 80s? Maybe it just kept going.
No, it didn't start in the 80s.
Real World was in the 80s.
Really?
It was early 90s.
Is that what,
yeah.
Was that Puck?
Yeah. The first season was here in San Francisco.
That's right.
Right. I feel like it was in the 80s on MTV. All right. Who cares? We lost another one. Ready? Here we go.
You
Millennial
got this
question
one.
For you.
You Matt got this. Nahegan.
The Real World, they say here. Wait. No, that's not right.
There were several iterations of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this one says 2014.
No.
That's definitely not right.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, here we go. Next question.
What makes a cosmic brownie so special?
There's marijuana in it.
Is that your final answer?
She laughed. There's laughter.
Yes.
Nope. Sarah?
I did not ever have cosmic brownies growing up, but I assume that it's the rainbow sprinkles on top.
It sure is.
This is utterly ridiculous.
What kind of questions are these?
Someone's a sore loser.
I demand a recount.
That was a prime snack for millennials, zillennials when we were in grade school. You might have had an extra 25 cents, 50 cents after you paid for lunch, and you could treat yourself to a cosmic brownie or some Gushers.
Oh, the Mill Valley baseball moms are really disappointed in me right now. They're all listening. Mm-hmm. They love me.
By the way, the Real World started in 92.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That sounds right.
Still before you were born.
True. But it went on. I mean, it was still going on in like 2005, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he just said 2014.
2019 is the last time that aired.
Now I'm like super questioning my third question here.
Lisa Frank Cosmic Brownies. That's going to haunt me.
Lots of rainbows for
yeah,
us.
Lots of theme. All right. So who's next?
We are. I'm looking at the rest of my questions.
The last question,
I don't
right?
love these questions. What artist told us to stop, collaborate, and listen?
Ice is back with a brand new edition.
Oh,
oh wow.
Sarah!
She's good.
But she didn't say.
She didn't say.
All right, fine.
She said?
I think she's going to sweep you. We'll find out. Here's your last question. Try and get on the board, please.
Get the brooms out. This is not good.
This one's good. This one is very relevant still today.
Oh, well, thanks.
What town... What town do Lorelai and Rory Gilmore live in?
Who?
From Gilmore Girls.
Oh, man.
Gilmore Girls. What town? Do you know of any?
I know Gilmore Girls because my daughter watches it, and I just found out she's watched it from the first episode to the last, four full times through.
Is that the one that thank you for being a friend?
That's the Golden Girls. That's,
oh, the yeah. Golden Girls.
This is the Gilmore Girls.
But no, I don't know the name of the town.
I don't either.
I have not a clue.
Sarah, do you know?
I actually don't. Oh. I feel like it's something like Star Hollow or some...
That's super close. It's Stars Hollow. Stars Hollow, yeah.
But so she did know it.
She knew it.
It was close. It's a clean sweep. Amanda Hegan, who was yelling about how he's going to kick Sarah's ass in the hallway.
You know what happened to me?
You ever
seen the Brady Bunch? Cindy Brady, when she was going on that game show and she just started... She froze.
The red light came on and she just...
That's what happened to me.
I should ask you a Brady Bunch question.
Let's hear it for the millennials.
Yeah, let's hear it. Congratulations. All you do is win, win, win. I'm not surprised, though, that Sarah,
if it makes you feel better, I didn't know the answer to any of those questions.
None of them.
I think I was going to guess Palm Pilot because I wouldn't have thought you would ask about Game Boy because that feels very millennial to me too.
I also felt millennial.
Really?
And then.
Do they still have them?
The Game Boys?
Yeah.
I mean, they have like.
I mean, it was like an 80s thing.
They have They have the Switch now.
Yeah, there's a couple things that they still use. My daughter has one of them.
Has a Game Boy.
I'll have to look, but it is one of those little handheld.
I got a Game Boy passed down to me from my brother, who's also a millennial.
I think my mom still uses her original one. It's got like tape all wrapped around it and stuff.
Yeah, my brother had the see-through one where you could see the insides. Very cool.
Anyone got any Advil?
I do. Oh. Do you need some Advil, yeah. Mister? Yeah. I had a bunch of drinks last night, and I'm going to blame my defeat on that.
That's what it is.
All right, Matt Nahegan, hang your head in shame. Do we have any text giving him crap about this?
And I think a lot of people want to know this from the 707. We want to know what the word for sex was on the Newlywed.
Yeah, what was it?
I don't know if I can really say it, I'm being honest.
Oh, then don't.
Well,
when in doubt.
Mouth it to me.
Yeah.
No.
That was a mouthful, whatever
that was,
he
said. That was a lot of words.
Yeah.
Let's not. You tell me off the air, and if it's fit for the air, I'll...
I wouldn't mind getting Alice fined. What do I...
I think those fines are... Write it down.
There you go.
Man, 6-0. How you feeling, Sarah? Feeling confident?
I'm feeling okay, but I feel like next week is going to be crazy.
You'll be the first person to win it 3 times.
What you call it?
Yeah. What is he
called? I don't even understand what that says.
Oh, I know what it says, but that's...
I literally...
Did your wife guess that?
Yes, that's what she said.
Even though you were too afraid to say it, your wife went ahead and said it.
Yes.
That's the problem with that game, though, is it already came out, so you should have just said it.
No, but I didn't know she was going to say it.
She was there to win, dude.
It's Joey. Yeah. Joey would say
if that's what you call it, that's what you should have called it.
I froze like I did here.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm going to start calling you Cindy Brady.
Do I get a toaster oven or no?
You get nothing. You get zero for you. And actually, Sarah also gets zero. She just has, you know, the honor of walking around, you know, knowing that she's the champion.
Wow, I'm starting to really love this game.
Yeah.
Surprise. All I do is win. All right. Thank you very much. We'll see Sarah back here next week. I'm going to make the questions wicked hard for her.
Can I come back next week or no?
No.
Loser!
Maybe at some point we'll have you back if you want to try and redeem yourself, but I'm never putting you against Sarah Kay again.
Thank you,
Matt Nahegan, Sarah Carol Gucci.
Thank you
for listening. There you go. Bridge the gap, everybody.
What?
Wake up! Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.